I hold a PhD in mathematics from the University of Chicago. One of the things I do for a living is study the probabilistic underpinnings of neo-Darwinian evolution. In his testimony to you on July 9th, UT biology professor David Hillis claimed, quote, "There is no debate about the existence of evolution in scientific circles," close quote. That may be, depending on how you define evolution. But there is considerable debate in scientific circles about the mechanism of evolution, namely, how it happened. Cambridge paleontologist Simon Cowling Morris, writing for the premier biology journal Cell, remarks, quote, "When discussing organic evolution, the only point of agreement seems to be, it happened. Thereafter, there is little consensus," close quote. Despite that, the illusion of scientific consensus is all we get in the textbooks. What's more, pro-Darwinian lobbyists like Eugenie Scott strive to maintain that illusion. In an interview with Salon, Scott tells us why. According to her, for textbooks to admit the lack of consensus over how evolution happened will, quote, "confuse kids about the soundness of evolution as a science," close quote. Whatever happened to science education nurturing the capacity of young minds for critical thought? Whatever happened to exposing students to as much information as required to form balanced scientific judgments? All the textbooks under consideration grossly exaggerate the evidence of neo-Darwinian evolution, pretending that its mechanism of natural selection acting on random genetic change is a slam dunk. Not so. As a probability, adding letters and rearranging subsequences of strings of letters, then examine the results to see if the new phrase is meaningful. Repeat until the library is complete. From the standpoint of probability, neo-Darwinism is even more absurd. Mathematicians aren't the only ones criticizing neo-Darwinism. Consider Franklin Harrell, a professor emeritus of cell biology at Colorado State University. In 2001, he published The Way of the Cell with Oxford University Press. He remarks, quote, "There are presently no detailed Darwinian accounts of the evolution of any biochemical or cellular system, only a variety of wishful speculations. Last year, I debated Brown University biologist Kenneth Miller, the lead author for one of the biology textbooks under consideration here. At that debate, I read Harrell's criticism. Miller didn't dispute the truth of Harrell's claims, but merely made the irrelevant observation that Harrell had retired 15 years earlier. Sadly, such failures to address meaningful criticism of neo-Darwinian theory also pervade Miller's textbook and the others under consideration. In his July testimony, David Hillis implored you to ignore the push to take science out of our school science textbooks," close quote. Hillis missed the point entirely. The point is to put more science into our textbooks by including not only the strengths, but also the weaknesses of neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory.